Think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour on this Tuesday, Election Day, May 6, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Yesterday, I got 113 text messages where people texted me gas. You wanted to call the Attorney General's office. You wanted to click on the link for my oversight .com and file an investigation into gas prices, price fixing, price gouging up here in northern Michigan. Hopefully some of you did that on that website. MIOversight.com is the website in Lansing to start an investigation by the House Oversight Committee. Well, in going to the Attorney General's website, you can only file a complaint by doing it online. A phone call won't do it. Is it going to take a little bit of work? Yes. But here's what you do. You go to MichiganSpelledOut.gov/AG. When you do that, you're going to be taken to the Department of the Attorney General, and you'll see pictures and videos of Attorney General Dana Nessel. You have to scroll down there to the lower portion of her website, right above your connection to consumer protection. On the left, you'll see file a complaint. The Consumer Protection, Child Support, Financial Crimes, and Healthcare Fraud Divisions of the Attorney General's Office help consumers each year by mediating complaints that fall within our jurisdiction. Please refer to the complaint directory before submitting a complaint to avoid unnecessary delays in processing. Well, there's two green buttons on the side. One says complaint directory and the other says file a complaint. When you click on file a complaint, it says what you need to know before you file a complaint and then how we process your complaint. It goes through an explanation of basically the process. Then below that is another link. The middle one is consumer complaint. Now, says if you have questions about filing it, you can give them a phone call. You can also print out the printed version. But if you want to do it online, your phone or whatever, it's very simple to do. Just click on consumer complaint. When you do that, a form will pop up. Only new complaints may be filed online. Please be aware of the following. This form is only for consumer complaint. Complaints and inquiries become public records when they are submitted to the Attorney General's office. And under the Michigan Freedom of Information Act, copies may be subject to disclosure to anyone who asks for them. A copy of the complaint will be sent to the business against whom the complaint is issued. An accurate company fax number will expedite the process. A copy of the complaint may be sent to other governmental agencies. Please be particularly cautious with information if it contains your Social Security number, credit card accounts for security purposes. If you believe it is necessary to submit such information, you should mail that information and the corresponding complaint instead of sending it electronically. Do not use punctuation when providing names and addresses. So, consumer information, They wanted my last name, my first name, street address, city, and zip code, what county I lived in, my phone number, and my email address. The next segment, section I should say, primary company or person your complaint is about. They have a pull-down window there, says company, and if you click on it, it says person. So, of course, my complaint was against Barney Castle Oil, so I put the company's name in there. I had to go to their website to get their address down in Bear Lake, which is in Manistee County, provide their address, their website, and their email address. I could not find a fax number. And at the bottom, it says selling gasoline. Right above, none of the above, selling gasoline. You go on down, you don't have another gas station company that you want to complain about. You can skip over motor vehicle information because you're not complaining about your vehicle. And then the complaint. And I found this to be interesting. They want an incident date and a time and a specific location. So if you believe a gas station is in, let's say, Sheboygan, or it's in Gaylord, St. Ignace, Mackinac City, Petoskey, whatever it is, you actually have to go inside and talk to the person at the store, at the gas station. Specific date and time and the location of where you confronted this person. They have a question. Did you sign a contract? No. Is a court action pending? No. Not suing over this. Do you have an attorney representing you in this matter? No. Are you willing to testify in court regarding your complaint? Yes, I'm willing to do that. Did you complain directly to the business? Well, I confronted the Blarney Castle store, Easy Mart, on US 31 in Elk Rapids a couple of weeks ago after I just filled up at the Costco in Traverse City for $2.69. They were still at $3.39. So I went and I asked them, why are you 70 cents a gallon higher than what I just paid for it down in Traverse City at the Costco? Well, the young woman attendant said, sir, I have no idea. And I said, well, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to talk to management? Are you going to talk to anybody? And she goes, no, that's not my job. Why don't you go somewhere else to buy your gas? So the very next line, did you complain directly to the business? I marked yes. If so, who? And I put the attendant. What was the response from the business? Why don't you go somewhere else? I typed it in there. If no complaint was given to the business directly, why? I did. I complained in person. Was this complaint filed with any other agencies? No. So then you go down after providing details. There's a box there. You have to put in the detail, the information of the incident. And then they ask you a series of questions. Check if this is a referral. It is just to give us information. And you do not need a response to us directly? No, I didn't check that. Check if you want to send documentation. Submit this form online and then mail us the information. I didn't check that. Another check. If you want to sign up for the consumer protection service notices. No, didn't want that. And did not want any Attorney General press releases. And then the last red one you have to click, I certify that the information on this form is true and accurate to the best of my knowledge. And also, I understood and read the Michigan Attorney General's policy, privacy policy. And then I submitted the complaint. Within probably 2 minutes, I got a reply in the email address that I provided acknowledging my complaint had been filed with the Michigan Attorney General's office and that they would be following up on it. Took me roughly probably about 15, 20 minutes. So this is not something I thought could be simply done by just placing a phone call. Captain Jeff is absolutely correct. This is something that had to be done online. I know, like I said, on my computer, took about 15, 20 minutes. I had to find the oil company that owned a gas station where I had stopped and complained. You had to go to their website, get their street address, email address, information like that, and submit it on the form. But the bottom line is, people, if we don't file complaints, you're not going to get any answers. It's that simple. You're not going to cause any changes. I truly believe there's price gouging going on up here in northern Michigan when it comes to gas and diesel. Not only do I believe they're working together, colluding together to price fix, but I believe they're still gouging us on the prices. Other places are showing much lower prices. Why are we not getting them up here in northern Michigan? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to update the text message for gas. I'll put the link directly to the consumer complaint. We will be able to do it directly on this link I send you guys. It'll bypass the Attorney General's page, the complaint division. It'll take you directly to the consumer complaint. So text me gas if you like the information, and I'll send it to you. I'll also include mioversight.com to file a complaint with the House Oversight Committee. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one. Couple of text messages coming in. This from Tim Tarjeff, Sheboygan School Board member, longtime listener, patriot brother. Greatly appreciate him. This is Randy. How do we obtain details of a previous gas price gouging case that was successfully litigated and prosecuted in the state of Michigan? Those facts, precedent, could be strategically quite valuable. Excellent point. The only thing I can think of, Tim, is to do a search. Whatever browser you use, either on your computer or on your phone, search price gouging, gasoline, gas pricing, price fixing, gouging, whatever keywords you need to search for in Michigan and see what stories come up. Now, to be honest with you, I have never heard of a story where an attorney general went after gas companies. But as much as Dana Nessel hates fossil fuels, she's been the primary driver behind these lawsuits against Enbridge. They want to shut down Line 5. Well, I think this would be right up her alley if we put together an actual concentrated effort to file these complaints. Like I said, it took me about 15, 20 minutes on my computer. I wasn't doing it on my phone. I did it on the computer because they wanted an actual incident. I just filled up in Traverse City. I just filled up at the Costco for $2.69. Actually, I used my Costco Visa MasterCard and got a 5% cash back discount on top of that. I actually got it for $2.56 a gallon. But I'm driving home and I'm entering the little town of Elk Rapids, our one traffic light town that we have in Elk Rapids. Right there at Ames Street and 31. South of that is a Blarney Castle Easy Mart. I believe it's a mobile. If you make a light, turn at the light, just there on the north side of Ames is a Shell gas station, which is also owned by Blarney Castle. Further down the street, a good friend of mine, Rick Young, owns Village Market. I love that store. I love their meats. It's like having your own butcher right in your hometown. Now, Rick's gas prices is a marathon that he owns privately. He's not part of Blarney Castle. And he's always cheaper than the Shell and the Mobil. So I didn't want to turn right at the light and go down Ames to go to the Shell. I just made a quick left into the Easy Mart, and I went in and I asked the girl, why is your gas prices at $3.39, 70 cents a gallon higher than what I just paid in Traverse City? At the Costco in Traverse City. And she's like, sir, I have no idea. I just work here. I'm just the clerk. I get it. Well, I'd like to complain to the manager. Well, the manager's not here. Okay. Well, can you leave him a message that I'm complaining? No, sir, I can't. That's not really my job. I wouldn't even know how to do it. She was a young girl. I wasn't going to give her a hassle. And I said, okay, well, I'm pretty upset about it, and I wanted to talk to somebody. And she said, well, why don't you just go somewhere else to get your gas? That is exactly the point. People, if you don't want to go to the website, mioversight.com, and put in a suggestion for an investigation by the Oversight Committee, you don't want to go to the Attorney General's website and fill out this complaint form, then this is a very simple thing to do. Very simple. Don't buy your gas at a gas station that you believe is gouging. Don't go there. Don't go there just because it's convenient. Yeah, go a little bit out of your way, drive to another town, do whatever you got to do, but fill up there. Don't fill up at these gas stations that are gouging you. Jeff is a perfect example. He's found a Love's truck stop over in Mayo, Oscoda area. They're charging $3.39 in town. He goes to the Love's truck stop and gets it for $2.87. Fills up his truck, fills up, you know, 4 5-gallon gas cans, getting ready for generators. You see, you got to be smart about this. Stop going to the same gas station that continues to gouge you just because it's convenient. Maybe that's where you buy your lotto tickets or you buy your cigarettes or whatever. Don't do it. If we stop going to these gas stations, they'll drop their prices. That is the bare minimum you have to do to have an effect on gas prices at these stations. But better yet, file a complaint with the House Oversight and file a complaint with the Attorney General's office. Text me gas, and I'll send you the clickable links. Price fixing, price gouging, gasoline and diesel. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own.